Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've been blessed, I've been lucky enough to play with Justin, and I'm extremely thankful for the Chargers from being drafted there and playing there for my 4 years, and Coach Daly and Tom Telesco and Angel Ortiz and Coach Harbaugh. Playing with Herbo has got me to this point, and now I'm blessed enough to play with Josh Allen. So I'm excited to get to work. You know, I've only ever played with Justin, so you can imagine the excitement to see what it's going to be like to play with Josh and to play with this team and this organization.
New Bills wide receiver Josh Palmer. Talking about playing with Herbo.
Yeah.
That's fully
great.
Loaded.
That's great. Great nickname right there, Herbo.
Yeah. That entire team, I do enjoy the Chargers as like a secondary team, you know? Like if the Bills aren't playing, I think watching that team is interesting to me.
I don't know about that.
No?
And I think that
I like watching them charger sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
like they make
why.
Games, they make games interesting.
Yeah, like that's why I'd be like, I don't know, man. I don't need more stress. I don't want to put like actual emotional attachment into them as a secondary team. God, no. Also, as of late, they're out before Buffalo is.
Exactly.
So you don't even have to worry about them.
No. And the thing is, with the Josh Palmer signing, everybody's immediately like, oh, I don't want to overvalue him. I think that's a heck of a wide receiver who's just had injury issues, right?
Not even that. It's you guys have been fine. You had the NFL's MVP with
Mac Hollins
leading your team in touchdowns.
Exactly.
And
Amari Cooper, who effectively
pour one out for your Mac Hollins enthusiast, of course.
Yeah.
And now having to see him on the enemy sideline for two times a year,
it stinks. I saw him walk barefoot into the Patriots presser.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this doesn't feel right.
No,
like
it feels right for him to still be him.
Oh right. But I'm saying as a Bills, like we walked in barefoot for nothing. Essentially.
No. We did not. We still did that, and we did that because we were.
The bit has to die now, though.
We were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, though, about the AFC Championship game.
We were.
And that's fine.
But the bit has to die. We can't do that again.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. But don't.
To the 10 people who bookmarked it, I'm still uncomfortable. Just have to say.
All right. 803-0550 is the number to call. 1-888-552-550 as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Go to Mike in Amherst. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday, early edition.
Hi, guys. How are you? You guys are great, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. What you got for us?
You know, just this talk about being aggressive in the draft has just gotten me revved up again about potentially missing out on Thomas in favor of Coleman and Bishop. You know, obviously it's not that simple. Who knows if the shot was really there.
But to hear Bean talk about it, he never even took a shot. So I'm curious, do you think it was ever even in the cards? Or was it just Bean and the usual play it safeness? Your thoughts on that? And I guess, you know, as it pertains to this year's draft, what do you think the chances are that they actually do take a big shot and go after somebody like Grant?
So, Mike, to answer it all pretty swiftly here for you. I wouldn't say Bean was playing it safe, like not usual safeness at all. Bean is a guy who likes to move around the draft board. Last year, that draft board fell so well for teams that they didn't bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
So Bean probably thought the same thing. He's targeting players that had a certain draft range and realized all of it got pushed down the ladder because quarterbacks went so quickly. And that allows you to kind of stay sitting there, and then Kansas City calls, and then all of a sudden you're making a move and you're getting a pick back and you're moving up the draft board in day two, and particularly they wanted a round three opportunity. That was the other part. This year, you have 2 second round picks, and that is probably gold for however you want to move and manipulate a draft board. I don't know if the move up happens in round one, but it definitely happens in round two. Either you end up with only the two selections, the first and the second round, but you move up in the first round to do it.
Right.
Or you end up with three picks in the first two rounds and you don't move anywhere. The other option is you get that first round pick, you move up in the second round, but then with your pick swap, you probably get a third rounder back again. And you're still making three picks within your first three rounds, as per usual. That's probably what I think is the most predictable outcome. It's all going to depend on the draft board. But I think that this year, Mike, expect to see Bean move up again.
Yeah.
That's something that he likes to do. It is something that they do rather frequently under his tenure as a general manager. So
it's only been in recent history where they've jumped down.
Last year also kind of seemed like an anomaly of sorts based on how the draft boards were moving and shaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he even bothered with trying to move up because of the fact that he saw the lack of action, and teams are probably just like, no, we're not doing it. Like, maybe he has a conversation or two and it's just, nah. And he gets a feel that that's probably what's going on across the league,
right,
in that moment and in that draft. Last year was just so bizarre to me that I think it's an anomaly.
Yeah.
I do expect a move up of some sort in either round one or round two to go get a player that they really like, because that's something they love to do, particularly in day two. They love moving around the board in day two and rounds two and three. It's one of my favorite things about covering it every year is day two and how they move around. They could have even gotten a boon for pick 33. But they already traded down twice. To do it a third time, I don't know if there was anything of merit to do with that.
No. I do think they make an aggressive, not a, I want to say aggressive, but not super aggressive jump up. Like, I don't think they're in the low teens and single digits. I don't think they jump up that high. But I'd say if at pick 20 someone's available, I could see them jumping for that.
Yes. And it, again, depends on the draft board. If Kenneth Grant is hanging around there, if for some reason Malachi Starks is there because safeties don't get taken very frequently, mm-hmm, or early, hey.
Right. You can add a young safety to your core and utilize him for a long – you have the fifth-year options, right? So it's
– yes, there's options to do this.
Younger, cheaper. That's where you need to be thinking right now.
And that's what I think the Bills need to do here. I see a lot of one-year or two-year short-term contracts going on from free agency to a point where I also look at the roster and go, there were the five that you had to get the re-signings for. Mm-hmm. You got three of them done. You don't have all five done.
No, you don't.
You might need to even reset that group a little bit and restructure a little bit of that core.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's where I think we're at.
Yeah. I agree. I'm intrigued and excited looking forward to this draft because it is different than last year.
Like, we don't have enough time for it today, but the mock draft simulator is about to get some real mileage this month.
Yeah. Yeah. Where last year, I feel like it was kind of the same thing every week. I don't think we saw a lot of movement either, though. We didn't trade around or anything like that.
We tried to at some point.
Well, that was on crack.
And that was more trades than... than anything that happened in round one.
Yeah. That whatever program we used for that was juiced, like, in all seriousness.
No, the one that you used was weird.
Yeah.
I used Pro Football Focus.
Right. Because it gave us, like, for one pick, the Chiefs were trading, like, four picks. I was like, no. I was like, what is happening?
I mean, that almost was kind of what happened.
It was
3-2, though. Like, there was pick swaps going on.
Yeah.
But the Bills did get to move up the board. Take another call before we go to break. Mike in Lakewood. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thanks, gentlemen. I'm not the only one that's irritated, but with Hoyt and Okungbowale testing positive for PEDs, I have a couple questions. One, is there any way the Bills can get out of those contracts? And two, do you think they had any idea that they had a positive test before they signed them?
Mike, to answer your questions in sequential order, I don't think they want to get out of those contracts. Hoyt's a 3-year deal. Ogunjobi's a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm. They knew about Hoyt.
They knew about Hoyt, and they still signed him to a 3-year contract.
So they definitely see him as someone who can plug and play and stay.
They see him as a longer-term prospect with this group of being able to add a little bit more throughout a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Ogunjobi was the one that Bean said he didn't know about, but it's a 1-year deal. They're not... That strapped for cash.
Right. But I can see where the 1-year deal gets fans frustrated because it's like, okay, you're going to miss almost 50% of the regular season.
You're missing at least a third of your season.
Exactly.
So, that is irritating.
And especially when you can't practice with the team in that, you're going to come back so rusty.
Yeah.
Which, why did we spend that? I could see where that's frustrating with a 1-year deal.
I could see where that's frustrating with a 1-year
deal. But Hoyt, there's a future prospect there that I think can keep you hanging on.
There's a longer-term deal there.
And the Bills did that. They knew about him. So, like, clearly there's a reason he's still signed.
They knew about him, and they signed him to a 3-year deal.
Do you think they would have signed Ogunjobi if they knew prior to this? That's my question.
My guess is probably not.
Mm-hmm.
They would have signed someone who would be able to have a little bit more of an immediate impact. But when you make moves, doors close to other players, they sign elsewhere.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Not even that. It's just other options end up going away. You can't undo it. In that sense, you can't hit the reset button.
No, he had his presser yesterday. It's done.
Yeah. But also, if they do cut him, what's available to replace him? is more or less where I'm going with that. You can't just suddenly sign him again to another different cap hit and not incur penalties. Like, that's just how money in the cap works. You don't want to incur dead cap just to reduce that cap hit. It doesn't help.
No, does not help at all.
So, no, I don't think they even want to get out of those deals necessarily. It's not that pressing to me based on the Bills knew about one and signed him to a three-year contract. So the context is there. They didn't know the other one, but it's only a one-year deal anyway. So my guess is, unless he plays particularly well, this season will probably be the only time we see Larry Ogunjobi in a Bills uniform.
Mm-hmm. And for a fraction of the time.
Yes. So that's how that is. I think that the NFL needs to have that sort of thing announced before the start of free agency.
Yeah.
Like, kick free agency start like a week or two back, just so that like you get all those tests in.
Mm-hmm. Or even move the deadline for those tests a little sooner.
Yes. So that like right at the start of free agency, hey, here's who's not going to sign right away because mm-hmm. there's suspensions for these players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the smart thing to do. Because now, not to say it like this, but the Bills are almost handcuffed to Ogunjobi, but they're kind of handcuffed in a sense to that 1 year deal, you know, where they probably wouldn't have made it, like we said. So that definitely at the next owners meeting might need to be brought up, and who knows, it might, because of that,
it could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we come back, booty cheek of the week. I've got a particular target that I'm pretty pissed about. And we'll talk more about that coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.